David!
Yes.
Dude, David jumped on the call.
David.
How you doing, Austin?
We're good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm ready to get my baby business on the nipple.
Man,
yeah.
That sounds like a really good analogy, man, because that's really what we are, man. We want to be that, you know what, feeding you the milk. You know what I'm talking about? So definitely that's what we're looking at now.
Hey, man, you know, you get more nutrients from live milk rather than, you know, that pasteurized or powdered stuff.
Yeah, we ain't trying to get the powdered or the frozen. We want it nice and warm.
No. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. I feel you on that one, man. That's a real good day. Now, I see what you specialize in, man, and it's real cool because I just finished getting off the phone with you, with another guy from the other side of the state, and he's a burrow blaster, and he does gophers. And that's it. No chemicals, no poison, no roaches, and no, he's the burrow blaster. So I thought that was cool.
How does he get rid of them? That's great. The burrow blasters. That's right.
That's a good one, right? That was cool. And you know what it reminded me of? And his website was so cool. Like when we set it up, you ever seen Caddyshack? I'm in my 40s, so I don't know, right? But you ever seen Caddyshack?
Yeah, Caddyshack. Yeah.
Hey, let's go. That's my movie, right? So on his website, he had the gopher. And he's a burrow blaster, right? So, and you know, you got to
go get him. Get him.
That was a good one, man. So, yeah, he's definitely ready to go.
You know how you
put him on the nipple.
Hey, you know what? I'll put him on some game right here, dude. You know what you do to get rid of the burrows is you, instead of, what does he do? Flood them with a hose?
Man, he was touching base on a few techniques right now. One of them is flooding them, but he says that his main objective is he's going to kill them. I mean, he's like a, that's why he got me with like with the cat.
The guy goes after him with
a dynamite and everything. Like he's like, I'm here to eradicate. He's like, and that's what we do. We eradicate.
So does he use dynamite or what?
Yeah. Well, he says that he uses, it's something like, it's not chemicals. It's not poison. He said that he does kill them. He'll flood them out. What he does is he'll also try to use like cages or traps and, I don't know, man. He went into so many different types of ways that he's actually.
Well, one way for him to get those guys is he puts a hose pipe into the gopher den, and then you put the hose pipe into your exhaust pipe of your car, and you just let it run. You just let it run, dude, and you will kill them all.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Gas.
Really fast on the first try, bro.
That, you know what, he did first touch base on that one. So I talk to my customers all the time. They have my direct extension, right? I'm in charge of the state. So when I get back on the line with them, I'm going to tell them. I said, hey, man, my boy Austin over at Rats Guru says he's got a technique for you to try. So
Yeah, if he's got a big truck, that even works better because then it's pumping tons of exhaust in there.
He does, and it's a diesel.
There we go. He's going to win. He's going to win.
Greenkeepers will let him drive it up there, right? But
well, it doesn't even matter. You just put a hose. You use a hose.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You could run it out as if you needed to, right?
Yeah, you take 200 feet of hose. It still works.
Nice. That's a good one, man. So, yeah, I'm going to get that over to the Burrow Blasters. My boy Jerry down there.
Okay, anyway, cool. So how much is your service?
Yep, let's get down to business here. So you got a website. You're going to do 30 miles. I already know you're a marketing specialist. All right. So right now, I did hear that you have a Google Guarantee right now. You're already advertising with those guys?
No, I'm not a member of the Google Guarantee. I want to be. I've already got ads running.
Okay. Oh, you've got the ads running. Okay, great. So check this out, man. We have, obviously, our organic section, which he's been talking about, right? Now, when it comes down to advertisement in that section, I mean, how much are you currently putting on your budget there?
How much am I putting on what?
On your budget for your Google sponsored ads?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It depends on what. I got a couple of different things rolling. You know, I'm trying to keep it lightweight.
Along with it, right? You're the pay-per-click.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's probably ranging you anywhere from about 11 to about $33 a click, just depending, right, on what you signed up for and who you're with. Now, what I will say
is... No, it's less than that.
Okay, that's good. So maybe you're from the $7 to $13 range per click?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work. All right, so now what I will tell you is ours is going to work a little bit differently. Now, obviously, we do offer those services as well, but what we have right now that we're going to talk about is a flat rate service, right? Since you're already doing that, what honestly we're going to be looking at is optimizing you for all your keyword searches. So that's going to be phrases and words like if anybody's looking for rat removal, mouse removal.
I just did all of that this morning.
With who?
The Google advisor team, they're helping me.
Oh, okay. And they're the ones that did your local service ads, right?
I don't know if I have local service ads. I don't know if I have sponsored ads. Do I have sponsored ads right now?
Let me look. I'm going to pull it up for you and see what kind of ads you're running and in what areas. So we got the Rats Guru. Now, give me a couple of the cities or zip codes that you're currently working in.
94941.
Okay, that's home base?
At one time it was, yeah.
We're in Mid Valley, California. We're in Orange County. We're over here in Palm Valley.
So you're in Orange County?
Yeah. We're in Orange County, Palm Valley.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Been here for 20 years.
I like it down there. I was just down in San Bernardino.
Oh, nice.
Over the weekend.
So I'm going to run this search to see where your ads are being listed at. Right. Okay.
I still got you?
Yeah, I'm still here. So where are you getting like these calls from with your Google ads? Because I know you already got them running. I'm trying to find them, though. That's why I'm not able to find your sponsored ads up top anywhere.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any calls from it?
None. But I just launched this campaign last week, so it's waiting for the SEO to get traction.
Okay. So then you signed up for SEO with them, like your local map section, you know, the organics on bottom, because from what I'm understanding right now.
The Google guarantee I don't have yet. Hey, do me a favor. Can you hold for a sec?
Yeah, I'll hold.
Okay, just hold for one sec, please. Thanks.
No worries.
Okay, I'm back. I'm just over here at the bank, multitasking.
There you go. That's how we got to get it done, man. All right. So let's hear. So when you said that, you're doing obviously your service ads, right? Which is going to be your sponsored ads are going to be at the top. So you're running that campaign now. Check this out. I got a specialist, right? Her name's Amy. She's really good when it comes down to Google Guarantee, service ads, all these types of deals.
You calling Amy right now?
Can you guys both hear me?
Amy's here. There you go.
Amy's good.
Can you hear me, Austin?
Oh,
yay!
Oh,
we successfully barged the call.
You're the best.
How are
you
guys? How are you doing today?
I'm slightly obnoxious.
Okay, that's the way I like them. That's good.
Yeah. Wait, I'm not single. Jeez.
I'm married too, but
I am.
Have a little fun on the phone, you know? It's,
Whoa. I thought this was a sales. Oh, wait, you're talking about a different kind of sales. Oh, man. I don't want to pay for that click, if you know what I mean. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. So
I love salespeople. Salespeople are like, there's nobody like salespeople.
Well, some people like salespeople. Other salespeople usually like salespeople. I mean,
I'm a salesman.
Yeah,
I love salespeople.
I was going to say,
you know, I can bullshit
yourself.
With you.
There you go.
I could speak frankly.
That's right. So he asked me on the call just so I don't think you can release the call, David. I think you're stuck. He asked me on the call so we can review a couple of things. So I see the Google Business Profile with all the reviews. That looks fantastic. And then he mentioned sponsored. So did you do the Google Ads or did you do Google Guarantee?
Ads.
Okay. And then have you looked into Google Guarantee at all? Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I've looked into it, but I have yet to get my paperwork in order and upload it for I've got it almost going. It's almost running.
Okay.
I've got an ID number and everything. I just haven't got it active yet.
Your tax ID number? Or your
Not
CID?
Not the tax ID. I've got my GID, the Google Ads, the Google, so is it called a CID?
So for the, for Google Guarantee and Google Ads, it's called a CID, and it's two different numbers. The Google Ads is going to be one CID, and the Google Guarantee is going to be a separate CID. And
that's what I have. I have two.
Okay, yeah, and that makes sense. It's like a 10-digit code that looks like a phone number.
Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, and it'll be like something weird. So, it sounds like you've already started the process. So, are you aware of what's required in the state of California for the requirements?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have the California branch.
But I
two,
just
branch one.
I branch one.
A branch one, branch two, or branch three pest control license or is the requirement. So it'll take one of those three licenses in the state of California.
Oh, no, it doesn't. My industry is not subject to California state law with regards to that due to the fact that I'm doing exclusion work, which is not covered under the requirements of pest control licensing.
Okay. So in that case, Google Guarantee isn't going to be the best option for you simply because it's very specific to the keywords and services within the vertical, and those items are required to get verified for Google Guarantee. They're not required to get verified and get your Google Ads up and running, but with Google Guarantee, there's a specific set of criteria that's required, and there's no way around it if you're excluding certain things. Like, for example, if I have a air duct cleaner guy, he still falls under HVAC, and he still has to have the HVAC license to qualify for Google Guarantee. So if you want to just do wildlife and rats and rodents through the pest control vertical with Google Guarantee, you have to have one of those licenses. So Google Guarantee isn't going to be the best fit for you with this, but the Google Ads probably would still be really great.
Okay, great. Well, good thing I'm doing what's going to work really good for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Now, we could absolutely manage that for you and take that over if you need any help with it. I don't
that
know.
That sounds great.
Okay. Cool. So,
how much?
Well, those packages, we run a minimum package of $300 with the Google Ads. You get an extra $130 coupon on the first month. In addition to that, we combine that with the local SEO, which I can hook you up. I can do that for $149. So you're looking at a grand total of $449 a month, month to month, no contract.
$449.
With
$449? Are you out of your mind?
I'm not.
Okay, well, clearly you're younger than me.
Yeah.
You don't even know the Denny's ad. That's an ad from Denny's.
That's so funny you say that. I worked for Denny's for a long time, the graveyard shift, but I never heard that one. I worked for them back in 2000.
It was $9.99. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, there you go.
$9.99. Are you out of your mind? It's from the 80s.
Okay. Well, I was born in 1980, so I don't imagine I would remember that. But
you're in your footy pajamas.
Memory. Yep, I was in my footy pajamas with my ruffled socks.
That's right. You had the little, oh boy, Joanne the kids.
Yep. LA gear,
oh
jelly
boy.
Shoes, all the good stuff.
Yeah, and your little Stussy watch and everything.
Yep. Absolutely. Our scrunchy socks. All the different color socks.
Yeah, yes. I didn't. That was a girl thing.
For sure it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only scrunched up my socks in high school.
Well, what do you think of the package?
What do I think of the package? $449 per
correct.
Month?
That's good. That's going to be month to month with no contract. That's going to include your paid
and
Google ads within the package.
What are you
going to
do for me?
That's what I'm telling you right now. It's also going to include full programming to the Google Business Profile, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, review generation, weekly posts. It also includes all the updates and changes that need to be made to that on a regular basis to keep it relevant. Programming for Yelp, Apple, and Bing. These are the secondary search engines and the top ones that Google indexes every time a keyword search is done. It also includes Facebook.
How many keywords do you guys put in?
101 keyword search term phrases with the Google Ads, and that does include negative keywords as well. As you mentioned, what you're looking for is pretty
specific. Do you also include misspelled words?
Well, we don't misspell them, but yeah, I understand.
But
when a customer misspells stuff, yes. It'll pick that up. That's now like an AI thing where it picks it up automatically.
Oh, really?
And that's been integrated into anybody who's not using that integration is really out of the times. But yes, we include that as well. Mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, review generation for reputation management. You get complete tracking and reporting on the entire.
Have you looked at my Google business page?
I have. I'm looking at it right now.
And you can see it needs work?
I can see that it needs work. First of all, the way that the name
what
is listed, well, it's got lowercase on the rats. It's got the dot in the middle of the guru. You want consistency.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, then the Yelp listing needs to be fixed because the Yelp listing doesn't match. If it's supposed to be lowercase and it's supposed to have the dot in the middle, then it needs to be across the board like that. Small inconsistencies like this will definitely hurt your ranking. We want everything to be consistent and accurate across the board completely because these are the very small things that get stuff skipped over when Google sends the bots out for web crawling.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I wanted to find out, have you looked at my website?
I have looked at your website. I'm looking at it right now. I really like your logo. It's super cute.
Thank you. I just got it plastered all over my car.
That's cool. It's cute. It's not creepy. It's cute.
And you know what? I got a new catchphrase. It's called Got Rats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you going to be adding that to the website?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Who's running the website for you?
I got this freaking buddy of mine.
Nice.
I met him when I used to do a ton of drugs in the 90s, okay?
Okay.
And now he's been building websites for a long time. And he lives in Spain, and he's an artist, and he paints murals and crap.
Okay.
And he made the website. He did a pretty good job, right?
He did a pretty good job. There's a couple of things that I would say. I could give you a couple of tips you want to do. But, yes, it looks good for all intents and purposes.
Okay. Like, he's sort of a flake. He's sort of a flake. Yeah, like, my last appointment with him was yesterday, and he canceled on Monday. And he hasn't reset up the next appointment, and I've been trying to get this appointment since early February.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty much tired of his bullshit, and I need a new web server or web. What do you call it?
Web developer. What I could do for you, if you want, I could, Austin, as a little gift from us to you, is I can do a complete rebuild. With similar stuff to what you already have. You just get the domain credentials. I'll include that for free.
Okay. And then,
credentials, and we can, and the images, like the image that you said you have with your logo. We need the digital image for that, and we'll just need the digital image for your new slogan, and we can create it. We can make it even better than it already is. And the cool thing about it is that it'll now have SEO on the back end of it that's consistent with your Google Business Profile and everything else we're running. You're going to get way better traction.
Okay. And you'll do all of that work for free, you say?
I'll include that as a little gift from us to you. If you have the domain credentials, or you can get the domain credentials, we'll include the my site build out. It'll be ready in about 5 to 7 days. We can pretty much mimic what you have, but better, and include the little changes that need to happen. Like the phone number needs to go in the upper right hand corner. Need to make sure that it has your new tagline or slogan on it. We want to make sure that it has everything that's consistent and accurate.
Yeah. Is this something I have to take advantage of right this second, or do I have time to get back to you later, like this evening when I get home?
Well, I'm only here for about 52 more minutes, and then I'm off to my church group tonight. So you can get back to me in the morning. I can put it on a soft hold if this is something that you're pretty serious about. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your interest level?
My interest level is pretty high.
Okay.
I've got like zero traction with Google, and I really need more traction.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get this handled.
Mm-hmm.
The 450 is a reasonable number for me.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it works.
It works, so far. Reporting on it as well. And with this, you know, we ask that you stick it out a minimum of, 45 to 60 days for everything to come to full fruition. And when we ask for that, Austin, we're asking for that from our brand new clients who don't have anything out there on Google at all. Like, you already have a Google profile that has traction. It has 20 verified reviews. It just needs some love and some support, where we're going to be able to put it where it deserves to be. In addition to that,
right,
website build, you know, you want to give that time to track. So that's 45 to 60 days. I mean, most business owners are willing to give it at least a full 90 days just to make sure that everything has the opportunity to come to full fruition. And that's all we're asking is
so
the right opportunity.
So you're sizing me up for $1,500. Got ya.
I'm not sizing you up for anything. I'm just trying to set the proper expectation before
you're,
we go
on. You're trying to, you're saying, here's the $1,500 bed.
It's
just lay right
money.
Down on that.
There's
okay.
No
yeah,
contract,
we're going to have you.
So.
No contract. You can leave anytime.
You
can. But we'd like you to stay for $1,500 worth, please. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we're going to
Well, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. If I start getting 20 calls a month, if I get 20 calls a week, right? That's the goal. 5 calls per day.
Okay. Well, that's not an unrealistic goal, but for the budget with what we're starting with, that's a little bit unrealistic. I'm just going to be honest with you. With the $300 Google ad budget.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. With the $300 Google ad budget, I mean, and the front end you're getting $430 on it, it's something that takes a little bit of time to get traction, and it has to do retargeting with the Google profile along with the Google ads, the website. All the different things have to ping off each other. That's why we set the proper expectation with the timeline of 45 to 60 days for full traction on everything. But if you're looking to get 5 calls a day, and you're going to need to increase that budget by about $1,000 a month. That's right.
Well, I'm giving Google, I have 2 different campaigns running right now.
For Google Ads?
Okay.
2 different ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you why that's not the best idea? You're competing against yourself.
Okay.
So if I was to run Google Ads and you're running Google Ads, I'm going to tell you to stop your Google Ads because you're competing against us. You're wasting your money. So running 2 separate campaigns is not the best idea because you're competing against yourself. It's going to cancel each other out. Google isn't going to tell you that because Google isn't going to micromanage these accounts. They deal with the large corporations, you know, Nike, Target, Walmart, Sherwin Williams. That's
all right.
Why they
you
have
know what? Why don't we... Let's go right ahead and, you know what, and you're down in SoCal, right?
I am.
You're in Long Beach?
I'm in Fountain Valley, about 20 minutes from
Mountain Valley.
About 15 minutes.
Okay, so, yeah. I was just over there in, right by East L.A., what's it called? Right by Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree's not by East LA by about 140 miles, but I grew up in the desert out past Joshua Tree in Apple Valley. So, I'm familiar with where
well,
you're
from. I was up there. It was freezing. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. The desert's really cold. Everyone thinks the desert's always hot, but it's not. It gets really flipping cold, and the temperatures have been dropping around here in the evening times. It's still cold in the mornings.
Yep. I'm down to do this.
Okay.
Now the Google Ads administrator from India, she said that she didn't want me to change anything.
Did you just hear yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so the Google Ads Administrator, again, is not going to be an account manager of somebody who has your very best interest at heart. They're taking your money, and they're going to let you run those Google Ads as you see fit.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I am aware. I can tell. That said with all
respect. Hey,
listen, when it comes to rats, I've got no idea what I'm doing either.
You're going to need to repent. You're going to need to repent.
Listen, I say that with all due respect. If it comes to rats, or getting some pests out of my house, like, I'm gone. I'm going to move out. You can take care of it, and I'll come back when it's all, when you give me the all clear. Like, that is not my area. I could go, I compare it to doing your own taxes or changing your own oil, right? Like, I can go do it. My family taught me how to change my own oil. Like, I know how, but I can do it for a very small fee. I can have a professional take care of it, and I know that it's done correctly, right? I don't have to worry because it's all the checks have been made and everything's been taken care of. With Google Ads, it's like they give you the opportunity to run the ads yourself, but you're responsible for negative keywords. You're responsible for positive keywords. You're responsible for weekly posts and retargeting.
Do me a favor. You don't have to say anything more to me.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
You already got my confidence.
Okay.
If I had my credit card with me, I would probably be filling out your purchase form right now.
Okay.
But I don't have it with me, and I'm not going to go and I'm not going to force the issue and make it happen today.
Sure.
What I'd like to do is I'd like for you to email me.
I already did.
All that we've talked about, and give me some information about your company. And, you know, how long have you been established, where you're located, who utilizes you, you know, like how many accounts do you have in your portfolio?
Over
10,000. You know, those types of
Yeah, it's
You've
all
got
there in
10,000 people.
Over 10,000. We've been in business for 20 years. We're a Google Premier Partners. We have the highest level of partnership. So what I was kind of getting at with your Indian Google Ads lady is, A, she is at Google or representing Google, and she's responsible
for...
She's just earning
money.
Exactly. But she's not... And the reason Google has their Premier Partners is for the small to medium-sized business owner like yourself. So you're getting the proper experience, and that's our job. We're one of 40 elite companies in the U.S. So I already sent everything over in writing to the email address I found on your website, austin@rats.guru. And it has all that information in there. There's blue clickable links towards the bottom. If you click on my pricing page, you're going to take a look there. You're going to see all of our accolades. You're going to see we've been featured on CNBC, on NBC.
Okay, like I said, hey, settle down with the sales pitch. Okay, I got it. You guys are the shit. I got it. But one thing I wanted to ask was, when I send out emails from that email, it goes directly to people's spam folder. Now, I was told that the reason that happens is because I have this cut rate A2 hosting as my host. And I got 3 years with unlimited data and unlimited hosting for like an insanely low price. I got it during like Black Friday.
Okay.
Anyway, so do you need to change the hosting in order to get my emails? Is getting my emails out of people's junk mail, is that something you guys could also throw in there?
I could definitely ask them if we have the ability to take care of that. And if we do have to include hosting, it's just an extra $49 a month. It's nothing crazy.
$49 a month is a lot of money.
Okay.
$49 a month is a lot of money. Especially when I have to like get on the tip of like being with you guys all through the rest of my days, $49. You know, I don't think I paid for 3 months for 3 years.
Right.
I think I got it for like $100.
And you mentioned
for 3 years.
That it's third rate and that your emails are going to the wrong inbox. They're going to the spam or junk folder. So, I mean, you kind of get what you pay for, you know?
Well, I mean, that's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it is that if you went through the proper registration process and were to register my hosted name, then I think there's a workaround, and you can keep the hosting and stop that from happening.
Well, we're definitely going to look into it because we're not in the business of trying to charge you any additional money. That's not necessary. Like I said, that would be a last option. I'll have to bring it up to our website team and see if it's something that they're capable of taking care of. If they are, they're going to do it on their own. That would just be like, you know, the last type of effort if it's not eligible.
Okay, let's just look at what 49 times 12 is. That's 588 times
right.
3. Talking about $1,700. And then you probably have a data cap on top of that.
No,
I mean,
we didn't have a data cap on it.
And then do you have an email host?
We do. We actually use Google Workspace. So we work it all.
So
all
it's direct through
all
Google.
Attached. Yeah, so it's all attached, and you don't run into those type of problems again. Again, that's like a last-ditch effort. If we're not able to find any other workarounds, that is an option that's available. If you don't want to take advantage of it, you don't have to. I do know that all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end-of-year business taxes, so it is an investment, absolutely, but you're definitely going to have the opportunity to write that off and make more than
that. Only one-third. Anyway, I'm sure I have more questions. What I'd like to do is, let's see, what time do I start work tomorrow? Let me look at my schedule. So I talked to three different people in order to get on the phone with, or two different people to get on the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, am I going to be handed off to another person without warning?
No.
At any point?
No. Well, not at any point. It won't be without warning. You will have an onboarding agent that will be taking care of the onboarding process, and you will be speaking with the website development team. Her name is Celine, or we'll have Rena do it. They're on the website team. We're pretty close-knit company here, so... There are a few other employees that have to be involved in the development of your account, but it won't be without warning.
Okay. And then am I going to have a contact, a primary contact person, or will I have, like, multiple different agents that I'll speak to depending upon which department I'm having interest in working with?
It's up to you. If you want to contact me directly and you want me to reach out to those other departments, I can do that. Or, you know,
I'm curious. I like working with you for sure, but what I'm curious about is, you know, who is going to be, hi, this is Amy from Local Splash.
That's my direct
extension.
It is. That's me. That way you have my contact information up front.
Amy, oh my God. I mean, gosh.
You're a character.
You're not wrong. You know, I can't change. I can't change.
Nobody would
want
to.
Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. Oh, boy. So what's going to be covered in the church group tonight?
We've been studying Miriam.
Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, it's God's glory through her story, so we're doing Miriam this week.
Whoa! God's glory through her story. That's what they're saying from the podium?
No, that's the book that we're studying. So, it's all the women in the Bible. A lot of the women get overlooked
right.
in stories and what their contribution was to history and how things have gone. So we're just taking a look at that in our Women's Bible Study group.
Everybody talks about that. Everybody talks about it. Everybody's talking about how the girls get overlooked. It's funny that everybody's talking about it. They're talking about something that's not happening. But okay. Like my church, they've got a sermon series. It's called That's What She Said.
Hmm.
Which is a play on That's What She Said.
Yeah.
Which is like really, it's kind of edgy for a church phrase. But
well,
anyway.
I guess it depends on the kind of church you have. I don't know what denomination you guys are.
Well, that's a Baptist church, supposedly.
Yep. Okay,
but
that is a little edgy for a Baptist church, absolutely.
Yeah, no, this guy, this kid, this dude, he's my age, and he thinks he's really funny, and he is, but he likes these really inappropriate, likes these really inappropriate sermon series titles.
Wow.
I'm going to pull him aside and tell him that he should chill the hell out.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so let's see. Yeah, tomorrow, oh, that's right. I was trying to figure out what time do I start. Okay. That's what I get for trying to do six things at once. 9 a.m., so I have lunch at 2. So I can talk at 8 a.m. tomorrow, or I can talk at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. I have 8 a.m. available.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Invitation. It'll say call with Amy at LS. And then meaning local splash, and then it will have your phone number and your first and last name. And then if you want to accept that invitation, you're welcome to, and it will go ahead and put a reminder in your Google Calendar.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'll talk with you tomorrow then. I have sent everything over. You may want to check your spam or promotional mail, as we've never had correspondence before. If you don't see it in there, it's from anelson@localsplash.com, and it's labeled Google Ads.
Oh, so your stuff goes to the junk mail too. Ah.
Once in a while it does when it's seen as marketing. It depends on what kind of parameters you have on your inbound email. If you have specific parameters that kind of protect yourself against that, then sometimes it will, yes.
I'm fully protected. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, we'll talk tomorrow at 8 a.m.
All right. I look forward to talking with you then. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye
now.
Yep.